So we've had the SARB's MPC out with its decision on interest rates today, and as expected, rates on hold at 6.75%. I caught up with Kevin Lings, chief economist at Standard, and Azhar Jamin, chief economist at Econometrics, for some post-analysis and the verdict on the tone. Well, perhaps less hawkish than they were expecting the governor to be. Let's take a listen.
I think he seemed to be a little bit more relaxed on the underlying dynamics regarding inflation. Obviously, the governor mentioned some of the risks which we know about, which are really administered price risks. But in terms of second round effects, he flagged no concerns there. And the fact that inflation still appears, even if you project it going forward, from the Reserve Bank's point of view, to be reasonably under control. So that would suggest perhaps he's not as concerned as I would have thought he would have been. The downward revision to growth that he mentioned, I would be a little bit more negative than that. I think some of the dynamics that are playing out, particularly the impact of electricity outages, probably a little bit more severe. And I think generally the private sector is going to find their growth rate migrating closer to around the 1% level for this year.
Azhar, just looking at the focus, or I guess lack of focus, on Eskom, were you surprised at the lack of prominence it actually received? I know that the governor has been very emphatic about the list of unknowns and how it is difficult to model the kind of impact load shedding is going to have on the economy. Are you buying it?
Yes, I know that there's huge uncertainty, but I would totally concur with Kevin, and I think he might even be overly optimistic in saying 1% growth. You asked me earlier, are we going to even reach the 0.8? I'm really scared of a full-blown recession this year. In other words, negative growth. You know, you have the direct effect of businesses shutting down or production being impaired, but there's the indirect effect of what this is doing to capital investment. Mm. And if that declines further, that also has a negative impact on economic growth. And unfortunately, it's a more long-lasting one. So, you know, I don't know that they fully adjusted downwards.
Well, also, sorry, Azhar, the other thing that he mentioned is this downward revision to wage pressure. While that is, on the face of it, good for the inflation outlook, if you look at where we have got the little growth over the last couple of years, it's come from the consumer, which is dependent on consumer income and obviously simply going shopping. This would suggest that the income is not holding up, private sector wages under pressure. Mm-hmm. That, I think, is going to add quite a lot of strain in the short term. And I do think it does suggest that the unsecured credit we were talking about earlier, that continues to build up in the background. And we've got to be careful about that in terms of household distress might become a big factor later this year.
Absolutely, especially where already he's highlighted that there are no demand side pressures right now. Post this decision, Azhar, what is in the forefront of attention is Moody's credit rating decision on South Africa come tomorrow. What verdict are you expecting on that front?
My verdict on that is that they will go ahead with a downgrade of the outlook from stable to negative. I don't believe they're going to go the full hog and downgrade tomorrow. I think they will prefer to give us a stay of execution pending the outcome of the elections to see what action is what follows after that. A classic example of that, and we received some very good news today, mm-hmm. was the appointment of Edward Kiswetter as Commissioner of SARS. Now, that is a move directly aimed at enhancing and restoring the strength of SARS as an institution. And we've seen moves in the NPA and in the intelligence arena and so on in that direction. And I think Moody's will give us credit for that and give us the opportunity to prove there are, after the elections, that it can actually translate those actions into actually bringing down corruption and easing off the pressure.
They've been patient with us up until now. Mm-hmm. So they've shown us a degree of latitude that's obviously gone beyond S&P and Fitch. I'm not convinced that enough has deteriorated for them to change that basic latitude. I'd be shocked if we are downgraded to below investment grade. The ratings outlook, yes, that is entirely possible. But to actually take us from investment grade to below investment grade, when it's very clear that we're trying to move this economy in the right direction, I think would be a little bit harsh right now.
Harsh right now. Having said that, I mean, it's the cutting of political constraints to getting reform going, the implementation of policy that, you know, these rating agencies want to see more of, because there's very little monetary policy action can do to move the needle in that regard. So are they seeing enough on enough movement on those fronts?
I would say overall, no, there isn't enough happening quick enough. I would agree with that. But you could have made that argument 6 months ago, and they chose to not downgrade us then. Since then, if you look at it and you're fair, we have made some significant changes to the management of the SOEs and the personnel, the boards, the bosses, if you like. We've made some important announcement about the restructuring and the breakup of Eskom. The appointment of the SARS commissioner is a good thing. The Zonder commission's making progress. I could point to a range of things that, yes, you could say the progress isn't quick enough. We need much better performance. We need much better growth. We need a stimulant of business confidence, all of those things. But there has been, in the last 6 months, a move in the right direction broadly. The load shedding obviously comes at exactly the wrong time, and it does put our growth rate under pressure. But is that a reason enough to take us to below investment grade? When the intention from the government is very clear and the intention from the president is very clear that systematically he's trying to put South Africa in the
right. How soon, Azar, do you see business starting to buy into that intention? Because we were having this discussion a little earlier on today, and this is, you know, the big problem at this stage, where in a low interest rate environment, relatively speaking, we should be seeing businesses more encouraged to borrow in order to fund growth, and that is just not happening.
Business just hasn't got the confidence to do it right now. And I asked the president himself, actually, on Tuesday night. There seems to be a mismatch between the intentions to attract $100 billion over the next 5 years, which actually equates to an increase in capital investment of 30% per annum on current levels of investment, and what we see in the National Treasury's own forecasts of 1, 2, and 3% growth in capital investment. So in other words, the Treasury itself hasn't even built in that potential in. Until such time as the business sector has more certainty that Eskom is going to deal with electricity, that we're not going to have outages, and that some of the other uncertainties and policy uncertainties that we've got, such as expropriation without compensation, until there's greater certainty about that, the direction of that, and even indirectly the nationalisation of the Reserve Bank. I think it's a bit of a red herring, but it does send a message.
That was Chief Economist at Stanlib, Kevin Lings, and Chief Economist at Econometrics, Azar Jameen, as well, just analysing that decision on interest rates today.